The General Secretary of the Industrial and Commercial Workers Union, Solomon Kote, has expressed optimism towards the outcome of organized labor's dialogue today with government. He believes government will reconsider its stance. Mr. Kote, however, urged both organized labor and government to drop the entrenched positions so they can have a fruitful dialogue. Speaking to George Asikri on Behind the News, Mr. Kote also announced that their strike is not being observed today, so workers are to be at post as they will be duly briefed after the meeting.
Well, we are going with utmost good faith. We are going to that meeting with understanding and hope that as negotiators, government will also come not with an entrenched position, we will also go not with an entrenched position and ensure that putting Ghana ahead of all of us, we should be able to make a decision. But if the unfortunate happens, then well, organized labor will get back to its membership. And then in whichever way, whether it's a good one or a bad one, we'll get back to our constituents and brief them accordingly.
Am I getting the impression that until you meet with government tomorrow, you are unable to tell us your next line of action?
Absolutely so, because if you are going to negotiate with not ordinary negotiation, but this one, it affects the fiber of the state. It will only be proper that for the ethics of that meeting, we keep whatever we have until we get to the table and then we discuss.
What will be some of the alternatives in the event that government is unable to scrap the energy sector levy?
Let me assure you, organized labor in all its dealings have been very objective. We are not oblivious of the fact that the Akosumu has been one major challenge to this economy in terms of power generation. It has resulted in this Amira and then the thermal plants and so on and so forth, which are now demanding nothing less than buying gasoline and then run and power them and let us have the power that we are having. If in the analysis and expansion, labor gets a position that, look, we are the weak end in keeping this nation, you know, in compact, I believe organized labor will also come up with what we believe on our fair share of these sort of linkages could also be a good compromise to make. And we believe we will leave the place. Look, but if the process changes, it may change the entire dynamic of the negotiation.
Mr. Kote, are you also going to consider cost of living allowance as one alternative?
Well, as it stands now, in our presentation, we haven't spoken about review of incomes. We haven't said that at any point in time. And even if you had a copy of our resolution to the president, we do not mention anything about income.
So if government should opt that, look, take 2% as cost of living allowance, would that be okay?
You know, any percentage that is given out can be put in the real value terms, and we'll see whether the 2% is something to consider or not to consider, as we've been doing in our negotiations. But may I take this opportunity to announce that tomorrow is not a striking day. Organized labor, you know, we'll talk to membership right after tomorrow's meeting. So we are normalizing and working normal as if nothing has happened until tomorrow meeting is over.